Hey, up next on Downtown, big, big game coming up this Saturday afternoon down in Harrisonburg, Virginia, as the Maine Black Bears take on the nation's number one team, the defending national champions from James Madison University. We're joined on the program by the voice of the JMU Dukes, Dave Thomas. Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to do it. Thanks for asking.
Well, a great run last year, and this team picking up right where it left off with that national championship. A 3-0 start to the season, and pretty much dominating everybody you've played so far.
Yeah, you know, your non-conference schedule, you never really know what you're going to get oftentimes when you schedule some of these games. And, you know, Norfolk State's a team that is a Virginia team that had never played JMU. It's a market where JMU wants to recruit from in the Tidewater area. So that's a logical game. You know, East Tennessee State revamping football, bringing it back a few years ago, and I'll tell you, that's going to be a pretty good football team. They're about a second depth chart away from being really, really good. And then, of course, you know, you take on an FBS team to open the season at ECU, and we felt the Dukes had an opportunity to go down there and win, not just because JMU's so superior, but there's still some shaky ground in Greenville, North Carolina with the Pirates. So it's been a solid start, but things definitely shift quickly this week.
Well, a tremendous offensive output last week, over 700 yards, 75 points, and that starts with a terrific offensive line, but really, to me, the key is your quarterback, who's simply one of the best in the country, in Brian Shore.
You know, Brian makes good decisions, although he's thrown an interception to open the season in each game, so he's got three picks, which is about half what he had last year for the entire season. But, you know, he's a kid who doesn't seem to put pressure on himself. He seems to let things come to him and try to evaluate. Brian's issue is he never wants to give up on a play. He wants to see positive yardage out of every single time they take a snap. And that may be the reason he's thrown the interceptions, but he is continually working hard to try to trim that down, and that starts this week.
Running game took a hit with the loss of Cardon Johnson, a terrific runner, but also a real leader on this team. The good news is, for the Dukes, a lot of depth at that position.
You know, Cardon's a kid who, this is his, well, now it's going to be his third season-ending injury. He was injured prior to his sophomore season, missed the entire year. They kept telling me that was the year I arrived in Harrisonburg. This kid is special. And he really proved that last year. Really played effectively in about six or seven games and had over 700 yards rushing before a season-ending injury that required surgery. And he just made a bad cut on Saturday, and of course had surgery yesterday, and it went well. But, you know, that's the one thing that JMU has done well over the last few years, going back to Everett Withers. That's build depth at the running back position. And you know, you've got a kid like Trey Sharp who had an outstanding day on Saturday. And, of course, he found out in the fourth quarter his dad had passed away, been suffering from an illness. And so, you know, Trey was inspired all day playing for his dad, who he knew was in ill health. But he had an outstanding game. Taylor Woods is a young man who's a senior who has never been in the starting rotation, but he's a guy they never hesitate to put in the game. Then you have Marcus Marshall into the mix. And Marcus is a kid who came here from Georgia Tech, was in the triple option format with Paul Johnson the last few years, and decided he wanted to run free again. He wanted to get into space. He's still learning the offense, and I think his upside is really, really solid and strong. And once he becomes a more patient runner, he could be definitely dangerous.
Everybody talks about the JMU offense, but the defense has been playing great football really since the beginning of last season. And so far this year, holding opponents to just over 200 yards a game, completely shutting down the run game. Now, part of that may be a function of the fact that you're usually ahead by three touchdowns sometime in the first quarter, but it has been a dominating, smothering defense so far. What's the key to this defensive unit?
Well, I think the key started when they hired Bob Trott, who came from Richmond as the defensive coordinator. And then he got the kids to buy in. And I think what happened was JMU, honestly, just to be blunt, had been so bad defensively the two previous years. I'm not sure that they could have stopped you and I, to be honest with you, because they tried to outrun you, really not to stop you. And the defense took it personal. There was some hurt feelings, and when Coach Houston was hired, it was somewhat of a divided locker room because the defense had not really been holding up to their end of the bargain. But the thing about it was, there was some really talented defensive players there. They just needed the right scheme, the right guidance. Coach Trott comes in, hires experienced coaches, takes these guys under their wing, and next thing you know, they're really buying in. But I'll be honest with you, things shifted last year in the Maine game. They really began to emerge as a defense in the second half, particularly in the fourth quarter, where things began to fall into alignment. And from that fourth quarter on, the rest of last year to this point now, this defense has really been stout.
What has Coach Mike Houston brought to this program?
Yeah, what he has brought is a couple of things. He's brought a coach that the kids can relate to. And what I mean by that is he's a coach who they know he has their back. They know he has their best interest. They know he knows what he's talking about. He's got the reputation and the resume to back it up. And so they understand when he says something or when he assembles a coaching staff, as he did, that they need to listen. They need to pay attention. They need to learn. He also brings a fire and a passion, and I'm sure maybe some of your listeners have seen some of his pregame speeches, especially from late in the year last year, and of course going through the playoffs where, and listen, I've known him for a long time. We were in Hickory, North Carolina together for 6 years when he was a defensive coordinator, then a head coach, and I've sat through some of those Thursday afternoon speeches where he's trying to get the team focused, and you know, I'm a 46-year-old man ready to run through a wall. So he has that ability to really reach inside and grab that passion in you and stir that up and then bring the best out of you. He instills confidence. But these kids know he knows what he's talking about. And I think the belief that he has in them and them understanding that is a big key.
We're talking with Dave Thomas, the voice of James Madison University football. Doesn't seem like there's been any kind of an after effect of that championship season that this team and coaching staff don't seem to be content with having won that title. They want to come back and make it two in a row.
Well, you know, as Coach Houston has said, this team has done nothing. This team has won three games at this point. After the ECU game, he told them, great win, but it's only one win. We still have a lot of games left to play. We're nowhere close to where we need to be. We had a lot of things that we didn't do well tonight. So they really did a good job of hitting reset. And you know, the kids bought into that, and it starts with the strength and conditioning coach, Big John Williams, who they worked with in January and February, and he gave them a couple of weeks off after the national championship, and the senior class went to Big John and said, listen, we don't want any contentment. We want to be sharp. We want to be strong. We want to be national champions again this time next year. That means you're going to have to work us even harder, and of course, that's like giving a mad scientist a $50,000 blank check to buy more mad science tools. He went nuts, and so he worked them really, really hard. Brian Shore told us about halfway through they were rethinking the whole idea of working as harder, but that's where it started, and they reset, and they preached in, we've done nothing yet, we have something to prove. You know, they still feel like they can be the best team in the country, but they've got to play better, got to clean some things up, and this team really understands that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it Saturday. It's always a great environment. It has been since Maine started playing JMU on a regular basis, but with the, well, not so new stadium now, but I think the best stadium and maybe the best atmosphere in all of CAA football. It's going to be a tremendous time on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a great environment, third home game in a row, and I know this team, these fans are really ready to see this team get the conference season started and try to defend the back-to-back championship rings that they're wearing around.
Well, Dave, we appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. Looks like you've cooked up great weather for us on Saturday as well, so we will see you there come Saturday afternoon.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks for the time, as always.